When dinner is over, Brother Joshua pushes back from the table, stands, and says, "At 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, you'll all meet in the Zendo for sitting meditation. Breakfast is at 7:30, followed by Zanzen. This will be followed by communal duties and later a walking meditation. Are there any questions?" While Brother Joshua answers questions, you look out the window into the twilight and the ring of 12 cabins circling the meadow. In the distance, the snow-capped mountains catch the last rays of sunlight, glowing hot pink against the indigo sky. When the questions are answered, one of the young people dims the overhead lighting and the fireplace flames animate Joshua's features as he speaks. "Each of you is a searcher. You've come to the gateless gate because you sense your life is incomplete. You're searching for God or enlightenment. You sense that something is missing. Maybe you know what it is. Maybe you think if you could just find the right relationship, the right job, or the right place to live, or the right level of awareness, that everything will be okay." Brother Joshua stops, his eyes sweeping the room, meeting the eyes of each student. Most nod in response. Joshua continues, "Your searching will eventually lead you to understand that your quest is motivated by distress, which is fear. When you realize this, you'll see that the point of all your searching isn't the search. It's the fear behind the search that motivates the search in the first place. This will be a Satori moment, a flash of insight that can change you forever. You will get that you're searching outside of yourself for something that doesn't exist. There are no perfect relationships or jobs or levels of awareness. And since you're God, you can't find her outside yourself. Enlightenment is not something to find, it's an absence of expectations and fear-based emotions that allow you to know who you really are. Upon finally realizing your search is external, you're left with disappointment, which is a wonderful place to begin." Brother Joshua takes a deep breath, stares into the flames for just a moment before continuing. "Now, when I say it's a wonderful place to begin, I mean, with this awareness, you have to realize that you've been through it all before. You've been disappointed before. So maybe it's time to abandon the search. Sure, searching keeps you busy, distracting you from the fear. But the fear is self-imposed. It is not reality. Your thoughts are not reality. They're just thoughts. The way to find peace is to let go of your attachment to your fearful thoughts. Accept that your thoughts are not you. Become an observer. An observer. While you are here at the gateless gate, I want you to become an observer of your thoughts and your reactions to others. No matter what comes up, tell yourself, 'This thought isn't me. I'm just an observer.'" Pushing his chair back from the table, Brother Joshua ends by saying, "It's a beginning." Returning to your cabin, you lay in front of the fire, applying Brother Joshua's words to your own life. Awakened by your alarm clock at 4:30 in the morning, you light a kerosene lamp, make your way to the stove, and put on the tea kettle. You shower, dress in the gray robe hanging in the closet. At 4:50 a.m., you sit at the table and sip tea. Then, sliding sandals on your feet, you find a flashlight, pad out the front door into the darkness and up the path to the lodge. You greet several other students on the way. On the second floor of the ashram is the Zendo, a meditation hall. A statue of Buddha stands at the entrance. You remove your sandals, leave them by the door, bow to Buddha, and enter. Smoke curls from a small altar. The scent of incense permeates the air. 12 meditation pillows sit on the floor in a semicircle. You choose a pillow, sit down, and prepare to meditate. A long-haired young man with a sweet smile is the meditation leader, the Jiki Jitsu. He says, "When I ring the bell 4 times, you are to close your eyes, straighten your spine, and move your chin back until your ears are in line with your shoulders. In this position, regulate your breathing. On the inhalation, notice the air flowing through your nose, down your throat, and into your lungs. Feel your chest expand and the muscles below your rib cage rise. Notice the air flowing out of your lungs, through your throat, and out your nose until the moment of stillness when your exhalation reaches equilibrium. Once you are into the rhythm of deep breathing, begin to focus your concentration on the mantra, Om. Think of nothing else. There is no need to try to find answers. Just focus upon the mantra, repeating Om over and over silently in your mind. You will meditate for 25 minutes. Now sit perfectly straight and still upon your cushion. Do not wobble. Just when you don't know if you can remain still for another moment, the Jiki Jitsu rings the bell, announcing the end of the session. You stretch, get up slowly, as do the other students. Each bows to his cushion. Doors open off the Zendo onto a balcony overlooking the meadow. Outside, you take a deep breath of the warm morning. The sky to the east is pink. Some of the students begin stretching their legs. Andre Berriman, whom you sat beside at dinner last night, is massaging his lower legs. Your eyes meet. You both raise your eyebrows and smile. Some of the students are doing physical exercises to work out the cramps. You do the same. No one speaks. Twenty-five minutes later, the meditation bell rings again, and you reassemble in the Zendo for another 25-minute session. As you straighten your spine, regulate your breathing, and begin to relax, you realize that once you get past the pain and are in formal meditation, everything else fades away. All your earthly concerns diminish until there is only the mantra. Om. You complete two more 25-minute sessions before the Jikijitsu dismisses you to go to the dining room for a breakfast of fresh fruits, yogurt, and whole grain cereal.